For part two of this story, I wanted to share Master Gardener Jim Kovach's experience with vegetable gardening and some of his tips and advice for growing vegetables in your garden. He also shared what kind of vegetables are most abundant and thriving. Gardening since he was 4 years old, Master Gardener Jim Kovach produces 2 tons of food a year to the food pantry and community table in his local area. He lives in Rockbridge County, where 3/4 of an acre is his garden. Mr. Kovach spoke at the Bath County Library on Tuesday, June 18th, giving advice for other gardeners and shared some of his background.
There's been a lot of trial and error when it comes to what varieties of vegetables I grow. Juliettes are pear-shaped tomato, about 1 ounce. They're hugely prolific. So off of 32 plants last year was 805 pounds of Juliet tomatoes. Once they start, you will have tomatoes until frost. One of the things I've learned with brandy wines is as soon as you start seeing them get a little bit pink, pick them.
If you love asparagus and have found it hard to grow, you're not alone. Here's some of his advice.
If you read about how to plant asparagus, it's a very complicated thing where you dig trenches, you need manure, and you need this, you need that. I did that for many years when we lived in Maryland, and I never got one sprig of asparagus. So when I got here, what I did is I bought the asparagus plants, I took a trowel, made a little trench, stretched out the roots, covered it up, and I had more asparagus than you know to do it.
Some recommendation he has are the Bloomsdale Longstanding Spinach, Paris Island, and Jericho for romaine lettuce, and he mentioned that for the romaine, he doesn't pull the plants when he harvests, but cuts 3 to 4 inches above the ground.
And it'll start re-leafing, and it comes back really fast. So these two, I'll tell you, are really, really good. If you like sweet potatoes, they're very forgiving. I think they'll grow in concrete if the water. And then the yellow squash, very common. The white lady turnip is tender and as sweet as you could ask for out of a turnip.
His next topic was environmental factors, mentioning how difficult it can be with our soil, saying there's an abundance of clay and a lack of topsoil.
The soil is alkaline. You will not change the pH of soil. Too much, too little water. Where we lived last year, average rainfall in Lexington is about 40 inches a year. We had 85 inches of rain on the property. Of course, you need the sunlight for temperature, germination for growth. Spinach isn't going to want to germinate if the soil is too warm. Squash is not going to germinate if the soil is too cold. So you got to be aware of these things.
Last but not least, he also strongly advises not to jump the gun and rush into planting.
When do I plant my tomatoes and peppers? After Memorial Day. This is a quote from David Frazier. It's not who picks the first tomato, it's who picks the last tomato.
If you liked hearing part two of this story, make sure to give part one a listen or read it at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.